Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New legislative sessions are kicking off in several states today, including Oregon, Utah, Alaska, and New Mexico. In New Mexico, lawmakers are starting flush with new money from oil and gas revenue. They plan to discuss how to address crime and tax policy, but also how to support the state's youngest children and the people who care for them. That's because voters approved a constitutional amendment in November to direct more than $150 million every year into early childhood education. Elizabeth Graginski is Cabinet Secretary for Early Childhood Education and Care in New Mexico. She joins us now to talk about priorities. Secretary Graginski, welcome.
Thank you, Deepa. It's great to be here.
Yes, and I think it might be a surprise for some to hear that there's a state-level cabinet position devoted entirely to the needs of children under 5 years old. New Mexico actually became the fourth state to officially roll out this new department, and that was back in 2020, the early days of the pandemic. Tell us why.
Yes. In New Mexico, for about 10 years, legislators were looking at, you know, how are we going to improve outcomes for children and families? And so they had brought legislation, and it was with Governor Lujan Grisham's leadership. And I think it was because of the outcomes in New Mexico, you know, 50th in child well-being, 50th in child hunger. We knew that more needed to be done in a cohesive and equitable and effective way.
And really, the state's done so much in just a short period of time. You know, here on our coverage of early childhood, on Here and Now, we often hear from experts in the field that New Mexico is the state to watch in terms of policy for early childhood. You've already invested in increasing wages for the childcare workforce, providing daycare assistance to families, but a lot of that help has been funded by temporary COVID relief money. So in a way, you've already charted a roadmap for lawmakers as they decide which programs to dedicate money to from this new amendment that just passed. Can you provide perhaps one specific example about how you hope the money is prioritized?
Yes, we want to see the money to continue to be prioritized to expand access to quality early care and education services. So that's continuing to maintain our focus on expanded child care eligibility, where right now most New Mexico families are receiving free child care, and continuing to expand our pre-K program for both threes and four-year-olds.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things you mentioned, quality child care, I think it takes a lot. What is the state doing to help improve the quality of child care?
So we know that in order for us to have quality for our children, we need a diverse and a well-compensated and credentialed workforce. So just recently, the governor had us release the competitive pay for professionals. We gave everybody working in childcare a $3 an hour raise because we wanted to send the message the work they do is respected, and we need to make the wages that they earn reflect the value of the work they're doing with our children, with our families, and in our communities.
Yeah, and just in case folks don't know, the wages that early childcare education workers make has been compared to minimum wage in many places. So a $3 increase, I imagine, is a lot. I want to share a question with you that we got from Tara Hughes, who's a special education early childhood teacher and the 2023 New Mexico State Teacher of the Year. Let's listen to her question.
High educator turnover is a major problem in the education sector. I know New Mexico has been working towards recruiting and retaining educators, but what is the Early Child Education Care Department specifically doing to develop a workforce that matches its high quality standards?
Secretary Graginski, could you respond to that?
For Tara, it's definitely making sure that the pay is at the level that reflects, again, that value of what they're bringing back to our families and our communities, but also supports. We were the first state in the nation to set our child care reimbursement rates based on what it actually costs to provide care. And that was significant because our child care programs were running on revenues that would not allow them to break even without paying low wages. So it's about paying our teachers, but continuing to support their professional development so that it's a positive work environment and a positive place for them to come and educate and care for our children.
You recently finished a month's long listening tour around the state. Can you tell us what you've been hearing from either parents or daycare providers or local leaders about the support that they need going forward?
You know, just an example of a parent, of a single dad, you know, who I got to hear from, who was talking about just his biggest fear is how is he going to afford childcare? He has to work long hours. He wants to make sure that his daughter has the best care. She's 1 year old. When the governor made childcare, expanded it to 400%, it was such a relief of the financial burden. From childcare operators, we've heard when we did the competitive pay for professionals, they said, I finally have filled my final spots, my final staffing, and I've been able to open another classroom. These are the kind of investments that are making real transformative change in families' lives, in educators' lives, and in the childcare industry itself.
You know, I want to ask you, because other states don't necessarily have the windfall that New Mexico does to devote to some of these concerns. I'm wondering what you think they can learn from how you and your colleagues in New Mexico are tackling early childhood issues.
I think one thing I want to really give credit to are advocates on the ground, families, early childhood educators who were out there knocking doors and making sure that the general public was aware of the importance of early childhood. But it did take a decade. I think the vote of 70% of New Mexico voters saying yes to funding early childhood speaks to the volume of those 10 years of work. So, you know, take the long road, keep your eye on that prize, which means we need significant investments to fully fund our prenatal to five system in this country. It's going to take everything. It's going to take the people on the ground, getting families involved, getting teachers and educators and everybody talking about it, but making the financial plan for their future.
Elizabeth Griginski is Cabinet Secretary for Early Childhood Education and Care in New Mexico. Secretary Griginski, thank you so much.
Thank you.